the God of compassion, tolerance, and inclusiveness. The readings this Sunday challenge us to be humble, inclusive, and tolerant. The message centers on God's Spirit who is poured out on all the baptized and not limited only to those of our company. The mark of a true disciple of Christ is an attitude of tolerance, compassion, and acceptance of the gifts of others. In the first reading from the book of Numbers, we are led to discover the temptation of trying to show that we are better than others. In this passage, God tells Moses to bring together 70 elders from the community to share the burden of leadership with him. But among the 70 elders chosen, Eldad and Medad stayed behind in the camp and prophesied. When Joshua heard this, he was upset because the two men who had been absent when God gave the gifts of the Spirit also received the same gift as the 70 elders. Joshua was trying to put limits to God's gift and action. The response of Moses to Joshua is important. Would that the Lord might bestow his Spirit on them all. It points to the fact that carrying out God's message in the world is not a task of only a chosen few in the church. It challenges us to be humble, inclusive, and tolerant. In the Gospel, we find a similar episode. The disciples had just been given the authority to expel demons in the name of Jesus. On their way, they found someone not of their company expelling demons in the name of Jesus, and they tried to stop the man. John, who belonged to the inner circle, tells Jesus how they tried to stop him and telling him that they alone were the chosen ones and not he. Jesus had sent the disciples on a mission where they had worked miracles, healed the people, and cast out demons. They had received the praise for their good work, but now they felt threatened because a person who was not of their group had cast out demons as well, doing so in the name of Jesus. So they tried to stop him. Jesus responded that the man should have been left alone, because anyone performing miracles in Jesus' name is certainly on their side. Once again, the response of Jesus is not simple, nor is it immediately evident when he declares, "Anyone who is not against us is for us." Elsewhere, Jesus says, "He who is not with me is against me." What exactly does Jesus mean? The kingdom of God proclaimed by Jesus is not confined within the boundaries of the Catholic Church. The mission of the Church is to reveal and proclaim its presence, not to claim a monopoly over it. Looking at both the first reading and the Gospel, we discover that perhaps we tend to behave very much like Joshua and the disciples. We tend to take our belonging to Christ or even to the Catholic Church as some kind of an exclusive club or even as a monopoly of Christ's gifts of the Spirit. So what message do we take home this Sunday? 1. The mark of a true disciple of Christ is an attitude of inclusion, tolerance, compassion, and acceptance of the gifts of others. 2. God's Spirit is not limited to those of our company or to a chosen elite group. The Holy Spirit is not even limited to this or that church. And finally, God's Spirit is at work in all those who seek God with a sincere heart as we pray in the fourth Eucharistic prayer. I am Monsignor John Binda, St. John, Apostle and Evangelist, Mililani, Hawaii. God bless you.